welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Welcome. So in today's episode, I will be speaking more of my experience around self-loading and how I deal and how I cope with it. And I want to share more about the voices that we hear when we think of ourselves and how strong is that voice. And also I want to use my own example because I realized that self-loading, like, it comes from somewhere. And I think, like, the more that we remove the stigma or the more that we introspect ourselves, we can really start to heal those broken pain, those broken pieces of ours, or the pain that we have suffered from the past. And yeah, and let's get started. Before creating this episode, I want to apologize because I haven't been on making this podcast for a while now. I think I have, you know, I was kind of busy with assessment and stuff like that in uni. But let's get started. So the reason that I want to make this episode is because I recently watched a TED podcast episode. So it's basically saying, you know, bullying, speaking about bullying. And I was kind of like, I was thinking a lot about that because I have experienced bullying in the past as well. And then one of the video on that TED talk was, I don't know like what it's called, but I think it's called something around bullying, a poem about bullying. And it really struck a chord with me because, you know, and because it just ignites my thinking that sometimes, like, the way that I judge myself, quote unquote, it's not really me that judges. It's more about other people because it's the voice that we hear from other people, you know. And I'm wondered by that because, like, you know, so because sometimes, like, we put a lot of emphasis on, like, you know, yes, we are the one that change. We are the one who has the power to change the stuff, like, you know, our self-talk. We have the power to change that. But sometimes we're not very compassionate since we are in pain. Like, we were in pain because people hurt us in the past and embedded to us that negative self-talk. And the point of this episode is not trying to find, like, who's to blame, you know, but rather the point of this episode is to find the solution of it all. So let me start by asking you this question. So, like, when you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you hear? For me personally, I have been avoiding the mirror because it's just a great source of insecurity for me. I don't really like looking at myself in the mirror, and yeah, I think I just really don't like that. But other than that, I tend to be positive. Like, other than my physical appearance, but yeah, so I think, like, other than my physical appearance, I'm pretty happy with who I am, I think. Yeah. But anyway, I think I have been working towards creating a positive relationship for myself. Like, I've been, you know, using this app called GGJude that you can basically, like, the app is like affirmation apps, and then you pull down the information, you scroll down, information, like, affirmations are good for you, and you scroll up, you discard the affirmations that are not good for you. And I've been using that app to build a healthier relationship, because beforehand, I've been using the app for 2 weeks now, but before that, you know, I really had not a good time a lot with my relationship with myself, and therefore it impacts relationship with others. But the thing is also, like, right now I'm trying to accept the way that I look, my physical appearance, and trying to appreciate what God has made me, what God has given me. But certainly I do hear that you're not good enough, or you're not pretty enough, or you're not, you know, you're not fit enough, you know, you're not man enough, you're not feminine enough, you know, like all of those voices. And also you're not doing enough, you're not working hard enough, you know. And sometimes I do catastrophize and thinking like, you're not going to be liked, or no one likes, you're not funny enough, or you're not kind enough, like all of those voices, you know, when I really like listen, or you're being annoying, or you talk too much, you're not, no one finds you interesting, or you lack social skills, all of those voices are running through my head, or looping on my head for a lot, you know, to be honest, because I'm not sure, but it will lead me to this next segment. It's like, why do I have those kind of voices at the first place anyway? But the thing that I'm trying to get, trying to do in this segment of this episode, is that, like, in order for us to heal, we have to recognize the things that creates problem at first, and then afterward, then we can move on. And yeah, so as I was saying, like, you know, and also, like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I sometimes feel ashamed of the way that I look, and also sometimes I do feel ashamed of my inability to be strong, whatever that means. I've always been insecure of being strong or mentally strong and stuff like that. But yeah, so as I was saying, like, where does these voices come from? You know, all of this negative self-talk. And I'm sure that you, my listener, also experienced the self-talk, you know, the negative self-talk. I think all of us have, you know, well, in which aspect of our life, we all have that, and we don't deserve it. You know, we don't deserve to be mean to ourselves, because being mean to ourselves is not going to help us. It's actually going to deter us from achieving our goal. It's actually low self-esteem. You know, it's so destructive, most people, according to research, like, people with low self-esteem, they tend to be, you know, undergoing, like taking alcohol and drugs and stuff like that. So it's not very helpful, you know. So so where does these voices come from? I think for me, like, the social aspect of stuff, like my inability to believe in myself in the social aspect, is because of two things. I think it's like how people receive me. Like, when I was in kindergarten, you know, I was trying to fit in and stuff like that, but sometimes, like, due to my upbringing and my parents are being very protective, they don't really allow me to hang around other kids. So therefore, when I start kindergarten, like, my social skills are not really that great. And then moving forward, you know, and therefore people doesn't receive me as well, because I'm not sure when to stop and when to not stop and everything like that, right? And then progressively, like, you know, I wasn't really happy with the social interaction that I have, because I can't really express myself the way that I wanted to express myself, you know. And I just remember, you know, trying to fit in with other people, trying to fit in with other group of kids, but sometimes, like, I never felt like I fit in. I've always felt like I'm the odd one out. And it's, that's how I felt. So, and I haven't really, like, together a group of friends that I can hang around. Even when I'm at uni now, I don't really have like a certain group of friends, which is sad, but I don't try to beat myself up over it. Like when I started on this journey of self-discovery and stuff like that, self-love, I will beat myself up over my quote-unquote failure, and I thought to myself that if I do that, then I can improve myself. But that's further from the truth. But the thing is, like, yeah, and now I think as a result of my, you know, failed, quote unquote, because it's just the social interaction doesn't seem to pleases me. Like when I was in kindergarten, and therefore, like I don't really have too much positive social interaction, and it just leads me to believe that, you know, I'm not good enough for it. And maybe that is not the case, you know, but I will mention that on the other segment, on the next segment. Another thing that I struggle with is that, like, not being attractive enough. I think that comes from a place. I think I start to feel insecure when I start going to dating apps, and people seems not like I don't seem too popular on there, and yeah, I think I start to feel a little insecure for the way that I look. I start to not like the way that I look so much, because, you know, on dating apps, people can reject you so quickly by swiping left. And, you know, because of that reaction that I got from people, that make me think that I'm not very attractive enough, you know. And it's so sad because beforehand I used to believe that I am decent looking, but now I still do believe I'm decent, but I just avoid looking at myself in the mirror because it can trigger those negative emotions back to me. And it's sad, to be honest, but I realize, like, it's just life. I mean stuff like that happen, like, to us without our wanting in it to be, without us welcoming those changes, but it just, like, occurred to us, so it's okay for me, I think. But yeah, as I was saying, that experience of using the dating apps and stuff like that, like, it triggers a lot of those negative voices around the way that I look and criticizing it. And I never really had been very happy with the way that I look when I was younger, like when I was really, really little, because I just didn't fit in, to be honest. Like, I just didn't fit into. I think it comes with my sexuality, like, I didn't really fit into the masculine type and stuff like that. And I remember, like, my body is just so big, you know, like, not big, but it's not big, but it's very feminine because I have a larger thigh and stuff like that. But, you know, but before, when I was a child, I was so shy and ashamed of it because it's just not very, you know, sexuality where I come from is not very welcome. And it still doesn't in this environment sometimes, but, you know, I try to be as masculine as possible, and having that type of body is just not very ideal for me to fit in. And yeah, the thing is, I think one of the things that I always come across on my insecurity and the way that I look is, if I can say, I think it's mostly around my sexuality. Like, I just can't seem to fit into one male or female. I tend to be in the middle quite a bit, like, you know, and therefore, like, even my body is not like really masculine or feminine in a certain way. So a lot of that sexuality or gender roles, like, it tends to confuse me a little bit. Truly, I think it tends to, like, it just makes me wonder a little bit, like, where do I fit in, you know? And that's why sometimes I do loathe a lot on myself due to the way that I look, because it doesn't allow me to fit in, which is the thing that I wanted at the first place. Anyway, another thing that, like, one of the things that I used to struggle with is education. Insecure, like, sometimes when I think of, look at myself, it's like, oh, you're so dumb. Sometimes I used to think about it that way until I changed my mindset and thinking, like, there's no such thing as being dumb and stuff like that. I used to think a lot about that, because, like, I had really negative experience at school, and then therefore it impacts the way that I can perform at school. Even when I was in high school, like, when I was in primary school, I would get good grades and stuff like that, but I wasn't really celebrated, because even when I came fourth in the class or fifth in the class, sometimes that wasn't good enough, you know? Sometimes, like, my mom will encourage me to, like, will expect me to come first, or I will compare myself with my twin brother. And comparison is the biggest thief of joy, but I will compare myself and I will think to myself, like, why don't I come first or second like him? And yeah, I was just, it doesn't sit right with me. And then when I moved to Australia, I have to learn a new language, and I have problems in the first 3 years of high school, because I moved here when I was in year six. And then, you know, in high school, I was still learning how to speak English, but although I was still learning, I have to understand a lot of the concepts that are being taught to me. And on top of that, I was, so puberty just hits me like a, hits me hard, and I didn't really get the chance to absorb at all. And then on top of that, I have to struggle with my family issues and emotional regulation, stuff like that. I cannot really regulate my emotion at the time, and my mom and my dad are so busy, so it's so much problem on top of each other. So I think 6 years of high school, I hated it, because, like, not only the social aspect, but I just, academically speaking, I didn't really succeed or excel. I did excel in 1 year, it was in year eight, because I truly believe in myself. But other than that, like, 5 years of high school, I didn't really exceed educationally. But, and that starts, like, I will be so depressed, because I want to exceed academically, but it's just not, I didn't experience that. So unfortunately, I started to have this negative talk, you know, negative mindset around it, and I start to think, like, I'm not smart enough, and I'm not educated enough, I'm not, you know, disciplined enough and stuff like that. So yeah, and it leads me to the next point, my next and last point of the way, the issue that sometimes I struggle with is self-efficacy. If you do not know what it means, it's basically mean that one's ability to trust oneself in getting things done, and trusting your own decisions, making your own choices, trusting, you know, that all circles a lot. Like, when you trust yourself to make your own decision, it's really good because then you start to feel confident. And I struggle a lot with that because I will ask my mom, my dad, my brother, anyone but my Google. You know, I will ask Google, search Google, like, what should I do in this situation? Or I will ask my mom, my dad, you know, and all of those people, what will I do in this situation? And then the result, the thing is that when I got the result, sometimes I will blame them, point fingers, and I will not be happy, you know. And the thing is, what I have to what I realized later on is that, like, I want to start take ownership of my own decision and my own behavior. And I think we all struggle with that. It's because I think for me personally, like, when I was a child or a kid, like, you know, you don't have too much choice over what you have to do. Like, basically your parents tells you what to do and you just have to do it. At least that's how I've been grown up with. So at the end of the day, your decision, like, you know, you kind of, like, because you trust your parents' decision or because you always listen to what your parents want you to do. And for me, my parents never really thought to be cooperative. They, like, this, I think they had that mindset of, like, kids should not be listened to, they're only be seen. So therefore it leads me to thinking that my choice or what I think is good for myself is not, I don't know what's best for me. Like, it leads me to believe that. And that's further from the truth. And moving on to how we can heal from this stuff. And I know it's been a long episode. I just want to cover every single one of this topic in depth. But, you know, healing it takes a long time, like, especially for me, like, it takes a year, 2 years or so, even longer than that. I think, like, a lot of love and self-affirmation needs to go in to, we need to hear it to heal ourselves. And the thing is, with the topics, like, with my social life, with my look, with my education, with my self-efficacy, I'm still struggling with those voices. I'm still afraid of looking at myself in the mirror, not knowing what that part of, not knowing that it triggers so much negative offense, you know. But slowly but surely, I try to put more positive offense. I'm trying to create a more positive memory. And you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror if it triggers your negative offense, you know. You don't have to force yourself to overcome certain triggers. You can just avoid it if you can. You know, whatever makes you happy or whatever makes you think positively about yourself, you know, that's what you should do. And yeah, I just realized it's not healthy to have these negative beliefs about yourself. Give yourself a break. I mean, you know, knowing that, and one of the things that prevents me from giving myself a break or stuff like that is just not knowing how to do it, you know. Because, like, sometimes maybe you are like me and never has been, you know, into a family or have a parent that teach you how to regulate yourself or how to, you know, deal with this negative, quote-unquote negative emotion, quote-unquote negative thoughts. So basically what you have to do for most of your life, you have to figure it out by yourself instead of your parents teaching you the healthy way to deal with it. They incorporate so many unhealthy way to deal with it, and, you know, you do not know how to deal with these talks. You know, it can elicit more of the negative talks that we have of ourselves. And first of all, the way to heal from all of this, in my opinion, is just compassion. It's like, it's challenging, to be honest, because sometimes we know that these thoughts are not good for us, but these thoughts are just keep popping up, and that can be an intrusive thoughts, and the first step is to know that these thoughts are not true, right? These negative thoughts are not true and they're just not helpful for us. So we can disregard it. Second of all, to disregard these thoughts, sometimes we have to be aware of them. So meditation helps, or mindfulness. Another thing that I would recommend is to, for me, I realized like to talk to someone about it, like to talk to a therapist, a counselor, and it's not like a one night change. It's more, it spends more long term. But if you talk to someone about it, then you can start that healing process. And you can make a podcast or write it out, let it out of your brain, your body, and stuff like that. You know, it's not easy to get rid of these thoughts or not to believe these thoughts anymore. It takes a lot of repetition, it takes a lot of days of, you know, affirmation or saying positive stuff to yourself, you know, correcting yourself, and it doesn't feel comfortable. It feels, you know, it feels weird at first, or it feels even challenging. It feels not right at first, and that's how I felt like when I start to challenge. It just doesn't feel right, but you just have to push forward and to think, to treat yourself as best as you can. And you know, another thing that I want to ask you is how strong or how frequently you have these negative voices or negative self-talk. You know, that's another thing to consider. But I want to end this episode with saying that, like, the society, the world can tell us reasons we're not good enough according to their standard, you know, whether it's on our social aspect, the way that we look, our education, our wealth, our masculinity, femininity, stuff like that. You know, they can force us to fit in to this idea, the small box, okay, really small idea of perfection, of success that society has for us, you know, that very small box, and only like 1% or 1-5% of people fit into that box, you know, whereas that box of idea of success for social aspect and stuff, blah blah blah. And you know, and it, therefore, because there are small box, I think our parents and other people sometimes, you know, put voices in our head, negative voices that tries to bring us down in the hope to propel us to motivate us. I think that's what some people are mistaken sometimes, like this really negative or unhelpful belief of thinking that if you push yourself down, you're becoming, it motivates you more. However, that is the opposite. That's the furthest from the truth, because when you put yourself down, you're not in a good mood. And then, you know, when you're doing something and you're not in a good mood, like when you're learning and you're not in a good mood, therefore it leads you to not absorb the information so readily. You know, when you don't feel good within yourself, within your own skin, within how you look, within any aspect of your life, when you're not feeling good, you don't do things as best as you can in comparison when you are feeling good about yourself. And it's a tough navigation, because feelings can get involved. And you know, like when you feel so hatred towards yourself and you can't even stand looking at yourself, that's such a strong energy, like that feelings for me is just so strong, you know. It's like, yeah. So what I tend to do is to take a break, you know, distract yourself, maybe watch Netflix or watch YouTube or grow or make a podcast like this, or create a story or anything like that to distract yourself from those pattern of thoughts and from those energy, or going to nature, etc, etc. And therefore, after the energy dissipates, instead of like not doing anything, that's the worst. Like when you have this self-hatred behavior, try to avoid the triggers. Like for me, sometimes like looking at myself in the mirror or taking a lot of pictures can trigger it. But try to do the opposite. Try to distract yourself and try to find what makes you happy. And everyone have different ways to that makes them happy in a productive way that doesn't harm your mental health. So yeah, and I want to end this episode by saying thank you so much for listening. Even one listener, if I can change one person's life, that means a lot to me. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate you guys, and I'll see you guys tomorrow or whenever. I try to make it every day, but sometimes now I just make it whenever I feel like it, because I have had so much episodes before that you can binge listen to. But I'll see you guys later. Bye.